我们一起打开《生命记》第十八章。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18.
我们先读一节经文，十八章第十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 13.
摩西，上帝借着摩西这样说：你要在耶和华你的神面前做完全人。
Through Moses, God said this: You must be blameless before the Lord your God.
我想我们大家看到这一句话。
When we read this,
我们都觉得说，好像应该不是跟我们讲的吧。
Sometimes you think, oh, this is not talking about me.
因为我们怎么可能做一个完全人呢
？How can I be blameless?
人怎么可能完全呢
？How can a human being be blameless?
我们常常听到人家这样说。
We often hear people say,
我还不觉得我应该洗礼。
I don't think I ought to get baptized now.
因为我不一定会成为一个好的基督徒。
Because I don't think I will be a good Christian.
然后你看到他旁边那个基督徒朋友不知道怎么样答了。
Then the Christian friend next to him or her will be at a loss at what to say.
这也是很自然的事情。
This is something natural.
因为这个本身，这个想法本身是很普遍。
Because this thought, this thinking is common.
这个是我们一般人的想法。
This is what most of us would think like we.
那么你要答这个问题，你要整个头脑被上帝的福音完全改变过来，才有办法答的。
If you want to give an answer, your mindset must be totally renewed by God.
就是保罗在罗马书说的，整个心意更新而变化。
It's what Paul says, in Philippians by the renewal in Romans by the renewal of your mind.
因为整个信上帝，也就是整个脑、整个想法换到完，整个想东西的方式完全不一样。
Because when you believe in God, then your mind or your way of thinking must be totally, radically transformed.
那么这个是需要一个过程。
And that requires a process.
也需要我们很努力的去学习。
And we need to put in effort to learn.
所以当一个人说我不知道我会不会是一个很好的信徒，所以我不要洗礼。
So when someone says, I'm not sure whether I will be a good Christian, therefore I will not baptize.
圣经是说，你先信上帝，再做一个好信徒。
The Bible says that you believe in God first, and then you will become a good Christian.
不是因为你能够做好信徒，所以你才洗礼。
Not because you are already a good Christian, therefore you'll be baptized.
因为好信徒是透过整个心给上帝而产生的。
A good disciple of God is one who gives his heart totally to God first.
是由这样的一个关系，然后产生这样的一个结果。
It develops from such a relationship with God.
不是因为你做得到做不到的问题。
Not because whatever you have or you could do.
如果你想要更清楚这什么意思，请你来参加我的这个福音课 B.
If you want to know more about this, please attend the course B.
Gospel course B. 这个是跟一般想法不一样的。
This is entirely different from some common thinking.
我们因为按照一般的想法，很多时候我们的这个信徒生命就出现很多问题或者没有成长。
Sometimes problems arise from our discipleship because of our wrongful thinking.
在旧约也是一样。
Likewise in the Old Testament.
当上帝讲说你要做完全人的时候，什么意思
？When God says you must be blameless, what does he mean?
在今天周报我们早上的这个代祷的这一页里面
In the bulletin this morning
我也用这段经文作为我们今天祷告跟这个礼拜祷告的整个内容
I've used this verse for the contents of our prayer for this whole week
你在那个注脚那边你看到说和合本的翻译呢你可以在另外二十多个地方找到完全人这样的这句话
From the footnote you will see many other references to this verse called blameless.
所以这个是要很认真去对待的。
So this is something that you have to take seriously.
耶稣自己也在讲过。
Jesus also speaks about this blameless.
他说你们要完全像父完全一样。
He says you have to be perfect, like your God the Father is perfect.
然后他还另外讲过说完全人是这样。
And he talks about what being perfect or blameless is.
所以这里不是做得到做不到的问题。
So this is not about whether you could achieve it or not.
不是从我们这个角度做得到做不到再去想这个问题。
Not from the human perspective of whether we can achieve it or not.
那么到底上帝要讲什么
？So what is God saying?
当你把这些出现的经文都读过一遍的时候
，If you read through all these verses in the footnotes，
而你读的时候要读上下文
，And in reading, if you read the scripture above and below，
你就会看到他要表达的意思就是，所谓完全人，首先是一个整个人、整个心都向着上帝的。
You realize that it's trying to convey what this perfection means is that the whole heart of God is inclined towards God。
就正如刚才我们所唱的那一首诗歌《唯我意向 Be Thou My Vision》这样。
Just like the hymn we sang just now, Be Thou My Vision。
你看到说这首诗歌整个就是在告诉你，我们整个人呢，就是被上帝完完全全占据。
Says that your whole human soul or your whole human being is taken by God。
再也没有一个地方是留给其他的东西的。
There's no other room for anybody or anything else.
而一个人先是将一个人向着上帝，完完全全整个向着上帝。
So when a person's heart is totally inclined towards God,
他产生就是完全人的生命。
Then it will develop into this perfect life.
所以他不是说因为这个人已经很完美的道德上没有问题的才叫做完全人。
So it's not about whether this person is already morally perfect and then therefore he's a blameless person.
他不是这样讲的。
It's not about that.
你翻旧约经文的时候，你就会看到不是这样的一个意思。这个是我们一般我们以为的。
If you read through the Old Testament, you realize that this is not so.
所以我们读圣经的时候，请大家记得。
So please remember when you read the Bible.
不要再用 common sense 读圣经。
Do not read with your common sense.
用 God's sense. 要用上帝。但是上帝的你怎么知道呢？你要读很多。
Then you say, how can I know about God's sense? That means you have to read a lot.
那你更习惯上帝怎么讲话了。
And you get used to how God speaks.
就好像你了解一个人，因为你跟他相处很久，后来你知道他讲话的方式，你知道他这句话的意思，跟另外一个讲的时候不一样。
Just like you understand the person very well, and so when he says some things, you know what he's saying. It's very different from someone saying the same thing.
那么上帝的话，我们是不熟悉的。
And so God's word is not familiar to us.
我们大家自己想一想。
Think about it.
一个星期七天。
Seven days in a week.
我们就以工作的小时来想。
Thinking about your working hours.
现在是四十个小时，对吗？
Now your working hours is 40 hours a week, 40 or 42.
我们读圣经用多少时间呢？
How much time do you spend reading the Bible?
上帝说十分之一就够。
God says 10%.
我们常以为十分之一很多。
And we think, well, 10% is a lot.
十分之一就是四小时。
10%, 4 hours.
四小时再除七。
4 hours divided by 7.
每一天才多少哎
？How much time per day?
但是，我不要你举手。
I don't need you to raise your hand.
什么人上个礼拜到今天动圣经连动都没动到的？你自己跟上帝讲对不起。
How many of you have not even touched the Bible within the whole week last week? You put out your hand to God.
我要你现在就心里跟上帝讲对不起。
And apologize to God now.
我在救你。
I'm trying to save you.
如果你再这样习惯下去的时候
，If you habitually do this,
那个结果是很可怕的。
The consequence is disastrous.
我们对上帝的话是不熟悉的。
We are not familiar with God's word.
所以我们因此需要教会。
Therefore, we need the church.
加尔文说，教会是信徒的母亲。
Calvin says the church is the mother of disciples.
来做什么呢
？For what?
来养育这个信徒。
To nurture the disciple.
所以我们在教会里面有许多上帝要我们去帮弟兄姐妹的事。
And so in the church, there are many activities to help brothers and sisters.
我希望今天我们看了这一段经文之后。
I hope that after reading the passage today,
我们会更加认真、更加珍惜我们今天我们教会里面所在做的这些事情。
We will cherish not take for granted what the church is doing.
后面这一张时间表、活动还有人的名字。
All these activities are at the bulletin and including the names.
那么前面这一张这个时间表。
And the
timing
schedule at the in the first page.
我每个礼拜都拿到这个。
Every week we have this bulletin.
不过我听说在这里没有人看的。
But I realize nobody here in this service, nobody reads this.
可以不可以下礼拜我们就省150张好吗
？Could I print less 150 if you do not read it?
还是如果有印英文的你会看
？Or would you read it if it's printed in English?
这个我们已经很习惯了，每个礼拜好像很自然都会发生的。
Something that's natural and it happens to us every week.
我相信，我希望今天我们看了《生命记》这一段之后，我们态度不一样。
Hope that our attitude will change after reading Deuteronomy today.
上帝为什么要他们说做完全人呢？
Why did God tell them be blameless?
或者说为什么上帝说你整个人要一定向着我呢？
Or why did God say your whole being must be inclined towards me?
你再回到那一段那一节经文的上下文。
Look at the scripture before and after.
你看这个第九节跟这个到第十一节，你读了你会很吓死。
When you read verse 9 to 11, you will shudder in fear.
就这样，第十节开始说，你们中间不可能使这个儿女惊惑，不可有占卜、观兆、用法术、行邪术、用术术教鬼、行巫术过阴的。
Says, let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interpret omens and engages in witchcraft and so on.
就是在这样的一个环境里面，上帝说你们要完全向着我。
It is in this scenario that God says you must turn towards me.
但是各位，
But brothers and sisters,
我们今天是活在一个多元种族的一种的环境里面。
Our circumstances are different. We are living in a multi-cultural and multi-religious society.
其实以色列人当时也一样，他们四周围的文化、种族、宗教都跟他们不一样。
Actually, it is the same for Israel because the surrounding culture and religion is different from theirs.
今天这段经文不是叫我们去批评别人。
This scripture today is not for us to criticize others.
也不是叫我们用这个去攻击别人。
Nor to use it to attack others.
也不是叫我们呢去说你们不可以做这些事。
Or to tell them you are not supposed to do this.
请你看清楚。
Please read carefully.
他是说上帝的子民不可以做这些事。
He says that God's people shall not do this.
他不是说那一些不属于上帝的子民不可以做这些事。
He's not saying that those who do not belong to God.Cannot do this.
有他有说上帝不喜欢这些事。
It says that God does not like this or detests these acts.
那么你就想到说，我们就很像以色列百姓。
So likewise, you think we are like God's people, the Israelites.
其实如果你从非以色列民的角度来看的时候
，from a pagan or non-Israelite perspective,
每一个人活在世上都希望得到一些帮助。
Everyone on earth would like to some kind of help.
希望说他们得到一些超过他们的能力之外的一些帮助。
They hope there's some supernatural help from some other areas.
所以这些就是他们的这个方式跟他们的方法。
So that's their way or their practices to gain this kind of help.
所以作为一个人，他需要一些超自然的一些神灵来给他的帮助。
As a human being, he needs some supernatural powers to help him.
所以他们就做这些事。
And so they make these practices.
他们以为这些事帮助他们。
Thinking that these practices will help them.
但是现在我们问我们
，But now we ask ourselves，
你说我们的帮助应该从哪里而来
？Where should our help come from？
诗篇说，我的帮助从耶和华上帝而来。
Psalms 121 says our help comes from the Lord, Creator of heaven and earth。
而且也只有单单从上帝耶和华而来
，And only solely from God。
没有再从耶和华之外
，Apart from God, nowhere else。
这个是上帝要以色列百姓明白的。
This is what God wants the Israelites to understand.
今天也一样，我们重新问我们自己。
Likewise, today let us ask ourselves.
我们今天可能你说我们现在活在这样一个多元宗教，我们怎么可能去攻击别人、去批判别人呢
？You say how we living in a multi-cultural society today? How can we antagonize others?
不是的，他不是叫我们去批评别人的，不是叫我们去攻击别人的。
You to offend or criticize others?
他是提醒说，我们要在这种环境里面。我们要知道，我们单单只去向着上帝。
It is saying that in this scenario, we who belong to God can only rely on God alone.
那当然，我们今天的生活就稍微更复杂一点。
And of course, our lifestyle is more complicated today.
我们有一个部分叫做灰色地带。
There's this area called the gray area.
在当时，你看到的，它是很明显的，上帝，然后非上帝。
In those days, it was very clear-cut whether you belong to God or you are not belonging to God.
所以，如果属于耶和华，就是单单是这样子的。
Belonging to God is this way.
另外的就是不是耶和华的，他们就是这种形式、这种方式。
Apart from that, you are not belonging to God, and that's the way you live.
今天我们在这两者之间还多一个中间灰色地带。
Today, in between these two, we have this gray area.
什么灰色地带呢
？What gray area?
我们的股票经济。
Broker，
我们的经济评论员
，again the financial advisor or critic，
种种的各种的所谓政治观察家、专家
，many political analysis，
你每天是看着这个做决定的吗
Every day you look at all these people's views and you make your decisions.
这个已经是我们生活里面不可少的，尤其是我们承担一些很大的一些责任跟职位的人。
This is something that you can't miss doing because you have a lot of responsibilities to make decisions.
你说这些是另外一种宗教吗？
You ask yourself, is this another kind of religion?
这些跟上帝有冲突吗？
Is there any conflict with God?
这个不容易的。
Oh, this is not easy.
如果我们把旧约的这个智慧文学带进来的话，
If you bring along the wisdom literature of the Old Testament,
你看到这些人跟智慧文学里面的那个有很多类似的。
There are many similarities between these wise men and this so-called analysis.
那这个就使到事情就更加麻烦。
And this makes things even more difficult.
有时候很不容易画一个界限。
It's not easy to draw a line.
所以今天我们信徒活在这样一个多元复杂的这个社会里面。
So Christians today live in a very complex or complicated world today.
我希望你知道事情是非常不简单。
I hope you realize that things are not easy.
我也希望所有在教会负责侍奉的人。
And I hope that all those who are responsible in ministries in the church.
尤其是我们这些全时间的教牧。
Particularly full-time ministers,
以及各团契里面各个承担牧养跟教导的人，
and all those who undertake teaching in the various ministries.
这几天我越想这一段经文的时候，我一直在冒冷汗。
Well, the more I meditate on the scripture for today, the more I stand in fear.
我们怎么可能帮得了我们的弟兄姐妹？
How can we help our brothers and sisters?
他们每一天在这个社会里面听那一些跟上帝不一定有关系的那些声音，跟那一些所谓的指示。
Every day they have received information or voices from things that are not necessarily coming from God.
他们怎么去做决定呢？
How can they make decision or how can they discern?
我们真的能够帮得了他吗？
Are we able to help them?
我们每一个星期最多两个小时的教导吧。
Every week at most we have only 2 hours of teaching.
我想在这里就是讲最长的也没有两小时。
And even if I preach the longest, it will not be beyond 2 hours.
不是我就是 Uncle Daniel.
Two of them will be the longest running speaker.
你们也从来没有机会听我们讲两个小时。
Nor do you have the privilege to hear them preach for 2 hours.
就算就是两个小时。
Even if it's 2 hours.
也不过是这么一点点。
You're just scratching the surface.
还有在你的所谓小组分享。
And then in your cell group discussion,
多少的时间呢？
How much time?
而又真正能够讲到很一些很重要的事情吗？
And did you touch on the very important crucial issues?
儿童主日学，
Sunday school，
青少年，
youth fellowship，
情况最好的是乐龄，
Perhaps the best will be the senior citizens fellowship，
因为他们十点半敬拜赞美，
Because they have their worship at 10:30，
然后有还有一个短讲分享或者是一些其他的这个造就性的，
And then a sharing，
然后11:20之后，他们分小组。
And then after 11, they have cell group.
有至少一个小时的小组之后，然后吃一个午餐再回家。
And then after 1 hour of so-called Bible study or teaching, then they depart.
每个礼拜的。
Every week.
因为我们希望说，让我们的这个乐龄人士就是这样子靠主的话，一个礼拜一个礼拜这样子过日子。
Because our desire is to allow our senior citizens to have God's word, enable them to grow.
那你不要忘记，他们常常忘记的。
And don't forget that they are also always forgetful.
所以他们更也更多需要更多的这个时间。当然，他们生活也相对比较简单。
And also they need more to because they are forgetful, so need to hear more.
但是我想到他们，我还比较放心。
But I feel more assured thinking of them.
我想他们真的是比较多一点感受到主的话语跟那个团契的那种这个牧养。来帮助他们每个礼拜。
I believe they can sense that every week that kind of teaching from the word of God and then the fellowship that gives help to them.
但是其他的我不敢说。
Well, but for every other brother and sister here, I can't say.
我只知道我们喜年堂只有一组或者是两组家庭小组每个礼拜都聚会的，最多两组。
I only know that there's one or two groups that will meet regularly every week.
好多一个月一次的。
Many other cell groups meet only once a month.
有的尽量一个月两次、三次。
Every fortnight or 1 month, 3 times.
我们最多也就剩下这样而已。
That's the best we could do.
你说我们被上帝影响的机会有多大？
You ask yourself, what is the frequency that you are influenced by God's word?
我们是整天被四周围在影响，甚至影响到我们已经觉得不怎么样，还挺舒服的。
Instead, every day we are influenced by every other kind of voices, and unknowingly we feel comfortable with that.
上帝很关心这件事。
God is very concerned about this.
这样他怎么样使我们一个人会整个心一直向着他呢？
How could he enable us to turn our hearts towards him?
你就看到说以色列很不久之后就离开神。
You see the Israelites, they turn away from God in a very short time.
你也看到我们这边也是有这样的情况。
You see likewise in our midst.
当年跟你在一起长大的多少现在还在你身边。
Those brothers and sisters who grew up with you, how many are still with you today?
我们都一直在努力说怎么样子把这个事情做好。
And we are trying very hard to say how can we do better in these things.
那么上帝怎样帮助以色列百姓呢？
How did God help the Israelites?
你看到说在这段经文里面上下文。
In this passage,
上帝首先提到两种人。
God mentions two kinds of people.
一种叫祭司。
First type, the priests.
那另外一种叫先知。
Second type, the prophets.
这两种人使到以色列人可以一直不断的能够向着上帝。
These two kinds of people allow the Israelites to continually turn towards God.
所以为什么会开始的时候十八章上帝吩咐说祭司呢应当怎么样被照顾怎么样子呢他们应该得什么应该有什么。
And therefore at the beginning of chapter 18 it talks about the priests. How should they be taken care of?
因为他们自己本身不能够独立的这个生活。
Because they themselves cannot make a living for themselves.
上帝要他们完完全全呢就是服侍上帝。
God wants them to be fully dedicated towards serving God.
那么什么叫做服侍上帝对祭司？
So what does it mean about serving God from the perspective of a priest?
你从出埃及记那边你就看到。
You can read from the book Exodus.
就是他们要完全负责一件事情，就是那个会幕的事情。
They must be totally dedicated in taking care of the tabernacle.
那么跟会幕所有有关的事情就是只有由利未人祭司在做。
And everything that's related to the tabernacle, only the priest can do.
所以今天如果你是交通指挥的话。
So today if you are the transport or traffic officer.
你是这个音响组的话。
Or the PA, a crew.
这个不叫做总务。
This is not 总务。
我已经讲过了。
I've already said that.
通常以前我们说哎呀他刚刚来礼拜堂他也不是很好。不是怎么样，生命不很成熟，就先给他做这种事啦。
Last time you used to say that, ah,、oh, it's a new Christian, it's not very mature, just let him do this kind of thing lah.
在旧约里面，这只有利未人才可以做。
In the Old Testament, only the Levites are responsible for this.
这个是很尊贵、很神圣的。
It's a very holy and sacred task.
那个会幕要刚的时候，不说你比较有力，你刚了。
When they lift the tabernacle, it's not about who is stronger and therefore who can lift it.
今天我们说你有这个专长，你做了。
Today we say, oh, you have that specialty, therefore you do it.
那个时候就只有利未人才可以做。
In those days, only the Levites can do it.
所以今天让我们这样看我们自己。
So let us look at ourselves today.
我们虽然已经不再有这个职分。
Although we no longer have this role.
但是我们是在发挥这个利未人的功能。
But we are manifesting this role as a Levite.
所以我希望这里凡是各位弟兄姐妹，不管你在哪一个岗位，只要跟敬拜或者说促使敬拜的事情有关的。
So every brother and sisters here, as long as you are involved in certain thing that involves worship,
你不要看你是一个做工的人而已。
Do not see yourself as someone who is doing a job.
你不是只是一个有那个 skill 那个技术，然后你做这个技这样的一个事情哦，我会音响。
You're not doing it because you have a particular skill or technique.
请你把你自己想成 you are the priest, 你是祭司。
You are.Priest.
我想这样的话你就不会迟到了。
Then you will not be late.
你不会没有什么心做事了。
You will not do certain things without your heart or your passion.
不能够来的时候没有交代了。
You will not take your responsibility recklessly.
我希望你自己重新看到你的价值感。
I hope you can see the value in what you're doing and in yourself.
而且你在做一个非常重要的事。
And you're doing a very important role.
当你使到一个敬拜能够很好的这个进行的时候。
When you allow the worship to flow.
你就是看到上帝的子民能够到上帝面前。
You have participated in leading God's people towards God.
我们需要一直在上帝的面前跟上帝维持一个关系。
And we need to continually be in a relationship with God.
我们也一直被这样的一个崇拜来这个孕育我们跟上帝的关系。
And it is in the process of worship that we grow our relationship with God.
我们也在崇拜当中被上帝激励，被上帝赦免，被上帝医治。
And it's in the process of worship that we are encouraged, we are healed, and we are inspired by God.
这样我们就会越来越向着整个上帝。
And then all the more our hearts will turn closer to God.
所以这里每一件事情。
So everything that we do here.
它都会促成这样一个重要的一个事。
It will add on to this process.
不是只是只有讲台最重要。
It's not just the pulpit ministry.
也不是只是带领崇拜最重要。
Nor the,
赞美最重要。
The worship team.
是每一个环节。
But every connection.
那么还有很多在背后我们看不到的。
And also there are many people behind the scene.
我不知道现在婴儿 cry room 还有没有负责人。
I wonder whether there's anyone responsible for the cry room now.
他们是最糟糕、最惨的。
It's the most difficult task there.
他们的工作是最难的。
The task is difficult.
他们也还要希望能够分心来参加崇拜。
And they still make effort to come and join the worship.
我希望说我们大家都重新去看这样的一件事。
I hope that we can all look at this from a new perspective.
就是从上帝的角度去看这样的一个事情。
From God's perspective, you look at worship.
然后我们好好的去把它做出来。
And then we do it well.
大家来这里每个礼拜也只有这么短短的这两三个小时。
Every week we come here, there's only that short, you know, one and a half, two hours.
让我们把东西做好。大家一起都得到更大的帮助。
So let us do it well, so that all of us are enabled and helped.
那么接下来就讲到先知。
And the next person we talk about is a prophet.
那这个是最多误会的事情。
A lot of misunderstandings regarding the prophet.
华文先知，英文 prophet， 然后再讲先知讲预言 prophet prophesies， 一直讲不清楚。
So it's a lot of misunderstanding what is prophet, prophecy, and so on.
其实先知的意思最简单就是传达上帝的话。
Simply put, the prophet is one who speaks on behalf of God.
不是说你明天会发生什么事。
It's not someone who tells you the future, what is going to happen in the future.
先知的重点不再讲将来的。
The focus of the prophet is not about the future.
他都是在讲过去跟讲现在。
It's always talking about the past and the present.
在先知的信息里面讲将来少过三分之一。
In the message of the prophets, talking about future is less than one third.
你看主耶稣他也是先知。
Even Jesus is a prophet.
这个是路加给我们看见的一个很重要的一个角度。
That's the perspective from the book of Luke.
然后你看到主耶稣只是预言什么。
And you realize what Jesus speaks when he talks about the future.
他死后不久升天，耶路撒冷又会再垮掉。
Just talk a few things about the Jerusalem's demise.
就是这样而已，不久以后。
That's all.
跟他讲他自己的一些事情要发生的事。
In comparison to things that he talks about himself and what will happen to him.
那剩下的他讲什么呢？
And the rest, what did Jesus talk about?
他讲上帝。
He talks about God.
他讲上帝是谁。
He talks about who God is.
他讲上帝会怎么样对人。
How God will treat people.
一样的，这里呢，摩西说，上帝说，我会再给你们一个像你一样的先知。
And so here, God says, I will raise up a prophet like Moses among you.
那么你说，摩西是怎么样的一个先知呢？
And you say, what kind of prophet is Moses?
你从出埃及记第三章一直读到这里。
If you read from the book of Exodus chapter 3 all the way to here,
你就看到根本他没有讲预言的。
You realize that Moses doesn't talk about the future.
他一直在把上帝要以色列百姓怎么样子生活的话传给他们。
He's always speaking about how he wants the Israelites to live in the presence of God.
今天什么人在做先知呢？
Today, who are the people doing the role of the prophets?
今天先知在某一些圈子的教会里面，把它解释成就是讲将来的事。
Today, in some circles of the churches, they take the role of prophet as someone who speaks about the future.
说那个叫做智慧的言语。
And say that that's words of wisdom.
我不同意这个看法。
I do not agree with this teaching.
先知就是指把上帝的话传讲的人。
The prophet, simply put, is a spokesman of God.
而上帝的话。
And God's word.
圣经当然就是。
The Bible is God's word.
在教会里面，凡是教导圣经的人
，So in the Bible, whoever teaches the word of God,
都在发挥一种先知的功能。
Is manifesting the role of a prophet.
今天我们不需要说你是不是上帝恩膏的先知。
Today we need not be so obsessed by saying whether are you the anointed prophet.
不需要去这么放大这件事情。
We need not exaggerate this issue.
上帝已经要帮很清楚告诉我们每一个人，我们能够知道。
God already tells us everything that we ought to know.
我们的儿童主日学老师。
Our Sunday school teachers.
我们的这个家庭小组里面的分享神话语的人。
Our cell group leaders or mentors who share the word of God.
或者在这个青少年事工里面小组带这个分享话语的人。
Or those who share the word in the youth ministry.
当然我们的教牧教导的装备的。
And of course our pastors.
这些都在发挥先知的功能。
They are all doing the role of the prophets.
都在告诉我们大家，上帝到底对我们讲什么。
It's trying to help us understand what God is trying to say to us.
不是对我个人明天要去做什么。
It's not about what I'm going to do about tomorrow.
而是到底我是谁。
But things concerning who I am.
教会是什么。
What is the church?
我们整群人应该是怎么一回事。
How should we as a community live?
还有我们要怎么样子紧紧的跟随耶稣
？And how should we follow the Lord Jesus？
这些很清楚的。
These things are very clearly put.
摩西在他的这个上帝传给他的这些事情里面
，Moses in relaying the words of God，
特别是整个生命记，他告诉他们这一些的这些内容，这些的这个条例。
And he speaks about all the content in the book of Deuteronomy.
上帝要他传达。
God wants him to pass on the information.
没有一个是讲说是某一个以色列人，你以后是成为工程师，或是成为这个牧师，然后这个叫做 prophet， 这个叫做 word of wisdom。
So there's no prophecy about who specific individuals will be when they in the future。
重点不是这些事情。
That was not the focus。
而是我们作为整个以色列百姓。
The focus is as the people of God。
我们来到这个应许地。
When we enter the promised land。
我们怎么样活在应许地？
How should we live in the promised land?
这些是很清楚的。
And these are very clearly conveyed.
而今天这些也是我们重新要领受的。
And these are things that we wish to receive today.
这些事情都不是简单。
These are not simplistic things.
每个礼拜承担这些职份的同工们都在那边挣扎的办事。
Every week, those people who are responsible for doing this, they stand in fear.
怎么样子把话把东西交出去，交清楚，交得生动。
The struggle about how to share the word, you know, in a relevant way, in a good way.
从对一个很小的孩子到一个可以将近超过九十岁的成年人。
Throughout across a rich age range from a very young child to someone that's very senior.
这些事上帝非常看重。
These are things that God is concerned about.
每个礼拜它就是这样发生。
Every week it happens.
我们不要再把它当作是理所当然的。
Don't take it for granted.
我希望说你常常为着这些事情祷告。
I hope that you will pray for these things.
在今天早上，我们有建议说，你看着这些节目表，你看到这些名字。
The suggestion for this morning, as you look at all the duties and the people who are responsible in the bulletin.
不管你认识不认识。
Regardless whether you know them or not.
我想尤其是儿童主日学的同工
especially Sunday school teachers
尤其是那一些比较年轻的
especially those who are the younger brothers and sisters
我相信他们一定非常害怕非常的这个恐惧来做这样的事情
perhaps they have some reservations about you know serving in this way
但是怎么样他们都要做了
but yet they have to do it
让我们为他们祷告
so let us intercede and pray for them
我们知道说他们在做一件上帝非常看重的事。
We realize that they are doing something that God is concerned about.
要不然的话，你想我们外面的那个声音大的不得了。
Otherwise, you realize that the voices outside is much louder.
许许多多真的都是跟上帝呢不一样。
And many voices are different from the voice of God.
今天我们面对整个这个网际网络。
Today we are bombarded by the web, the internet.
我们真的是知识爆炸。
And that's really information overload.
我们怎么做决定
？So how do we make decisions?
教会要真的在这样的一个事情上，我们怎么样可以做更多的事
？How can the church do better or do more in this?
我希望你来想一想。
I hope that you will spend time thinking about this.
我希望你 不要再从一个我等着听来想。
I hope you will not take this passive role where you're just saying that I'm waiting here to listen.
你换一个角度，换一个角色。
Change your role.
你是在这个教会里面服侍跟带领的。
Say that you are someone who is in this church and you're doing a leading role.
你要怎么样为着这一代跟为着下一代来帮助他们？
How could you contribute to help this generation and the next generation?
我希望每一个往这个方面来想，以至于我们大家一起来同工。
I hope that we can all come from this perspective and we can work together as a group.
要不然的话，我们的情势是非常非常的这个危险。
Otherwise, we are really in a crisis.
最危险的就是我们不感觉到这个是很危险。
The most dangerous thing is that we do not even realize that we are in a crisis.
我们今天很多东西要重新再去想过。
There are many things that we need to relook and rethink today.
过去认为是很应该是这样的，现在都不再是了。
Things that we kind of take for granted in the past, it may not necessarily be so today.
所以我们要重新再去想。
So let us think again.
而我们要神靠神的这个话。
And we need to rely on God's word on this.
而其实以色列人当时也一样，就在这样的一个环境里面。
And the Israelites were in that situation in that time.
但是记得。
But remember,
上帝不是要他们去批评别人。
God did not ask them to go and criticize or attack others.
不是要去攻击别人。
Not to attack others.
上帝是说，你在我的面前做完全人。
God says, before me, you be blameless.
你先把你整个人给我。
First, turn yourself, your whole being towards me.
各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我最后再提一件事。
Let me mention one final thing.
我们常常说，现在叫有很多的冲击跟很多的影响。
Today we say there's a lot of impact everywhere.
然后我们说我们怎么办
？And we ask, well, how? What can we do?
但是我先问你一个问题。
Let me first ask you a question.
你说怎么办是指你怎么去解决
？When you ask how, you're asking how can I solve this issue?
所以是一大堆的 how do.
So many things pertaining to how to.
那么你只要到书籍里面去 self help 那一个。就很多帮助你。
So why don't you just go to the bookshop, you know, where there's the self-help section where there's lots of books to tell you how to do it.
但是今天我们要问一个更根本的问题。
But there's a more fundamental question we need to ask today.
你先问，你属于谁的
？Ask who do you belong to.
你清楚这件事吗
？Are you clear about this?
跟你决定了这件事吗
？Or have you made a decision, a stand on this?
你清楚说，我就是属于神的。
Are you clear that you belong to God?
如果这件事情还是不清楚的话
，If you are still not clear about this，
我给你100课的 how to 都没有用。
It's useless for me even if I give you 100 lessons on how to solve your problem。
但是我不是说这个清楚了就解决，我没有这样讲。
But now am I saying that once you're clear about who you belong to, that your problems are all solved？
所以我们一定要有这个所谓悔改，一定有这个所谓 conversion。
Therefore, there's this importance about repentance and conversion。
我想要知道你。真的把自己交给耶稣了吗
？I want to know, have you really committed yourself and given yourself fully to Jesus?
这一件事情如果没有做的话
，If you have not done this,
你在接下来许多的决定跟许多的判断里面都会一直摆来摆去的。
In many future decisions that you have to make, you will be swaying here and there.
你不用担心说我会不会是很好的一个信徒。
You need not worry about whether I will be a good Christian or not.
你先把自己说主啊，怎么样我都交给你。
First, dedicate yourself, Lord. No matter what, I hand myself to you.
我每天靠做祭司跟先知，我一直向着你。
Every day, through the priest and the prophet, I will turn myself toward you.
我也发挥祭司跟先知的功能，对着我旁边的弟兄姐妹，让他也整天能够一直向着你。
I will also manifest the role of a priest and a prophet to my brothers and sisters next to me, so that they will turn themselves towards you.
而我们在一起再来面对。这样一个世界
，and then together as a whole, we will face the world.
我们一定能够走下去。
Then we are able to carry on the journey.
我们不需要去批评别人。
We need not criticize others.
我们只要把心向着上帝，再把上帝给我们的活出来。
As long as we turn our hearts to God and we live out what God wants us to live.
我们同时也成了光。
Then we become the light.
也是盐。
We also become the salt.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你完全把你自己给了我们，连爱子都为我们献上。 你没有用你之外的任何的东西来敷衍我们，你是以你自己跟你自己的爱子为我们摆上，也为我们开创一个新的生命。天父，让我们这个时候，我们在这么众多的这个声音跟众多的选择底下，主啊，我们再一次告诉你，我们单单属于你，也只想属于你。你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。